Good morning. Merry Christmas. Glad to have you worshiping with us today, the second Sunday of Christmas, and need to draw your attention to several announcements this morning before we get started. There is an announcement in the bulletin that Silly is going bowling 2 weeks from today on the 13th of January. That has been rescheduled for the 25th, which is a Friday night, from 5:30 to 7:30. So probably if you're a Silly person, you probably heard that from Tina, but if you've got grandkids or something going, just know that that's a schedule change that happened this week with bowling alley availability. You'll notice in the bulletin today that we are going to be doing a lot of singing, so I hope you brought your singing voices and we'll sing some of those great Christmas carols that we love. And as we hear the readings interspersed with those, so just follow along in your bulletin. And do notice that several of those hymns we're only going to sing one or two verses of. I think two verses is the fewest that we do, so just pay attention to that. And then need to let you know about a couple of folks who have died this week. Jane Brown died yesterday morning. And her funeral will be tomorrow at noon, so if you're available to join us as we proclaim the resurrection tomorrow with Jane's family, hope that you can do that. The visitation will be before that funeral from 10:45 to 11:45 tomorrow. And then I heard this morning that Chuck Clodfelter, who has been on our friends and family prayer list, also died on Christmas Day. So we'll change those in both cases to prayers for families who grieve. Want to mention, keep Debbie in your prayers. Debbie's having a hip replacement tomorrow, so we'll pray for Debbie today. Are there other things we should be aware of for the good of the community today? I know we're going to send some prayer shawls around for both for Jane's daughter, Megan, and for her husband, David. So if you'd say a prayer of a blessing on those as we go. We wish happy birthday this week to Jan, Marty, Kim, Logan, Wayne, Hillary, and Gary, and happy anniversary to Frank and Janine, Kevin and Freddie, and Norris and Kara. Are there other folks we should add to that list? Let's pray for them. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
We stand. We continue with the dialogue on page 2 of your bulletin. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. We have beheld Christ's glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, in the word of life, and the life was the light of all people. We pray. Almighty God, you have filled us with new light of the world, who became flesh and lived among us. Let the light of our faith shine in all we do, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me up this way. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, guys. Now, I may regret this. Hey, Elijah. But what we're going to do first this morning is we're going to listen to a reading, and then I wonder if you guys could help me sing a song that I think you're going to know, okay? So, Kim, would you read that reading for us from Isaiah? And I want you guys to listen with me.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors, all the garments rolled in blood, shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom, he will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys got this, but that reading is all about celebrating. We're so excited about something that has happened. Does anybody remember what we're celebrating? The birth of Jesus. Merry Christmas! All right. Did you guys know it's Christmas morning today?
Yeah.
It is. It's Christmas morning. I mean, it's not the Christmas morning, right? It's not the first Christmas morning. But today is a Christmas morning too. Christmas is so great. The news that we're celebrating that Jesus has come to be with us is so wonderful that we can't fit all the celebrating that we need to do into just one day. So you know how many days of celebrating Christmas we have? 12. Not just one. We have 12 days of Christmas, which makes today the sixth day of Christmas. And we have six more days of Christmas, which makes me think, since today is a Christmas morning, what I'm wondering is, what'd you guys get me? Did you get me anything today? No? Oh, well, I guess that's okay. You don't really have to get me anything. I might have something for you, though, because today is the sixth day of Christmas, and that means we're going to keep celebrating today and for six more days. These were put together by somebody in our congregation who wanted you to maybe have them. So I'm going to send these some presents with you. And if I were you guys, I don't know, I might sort of try to convince my parents that we have six more days of Christmas, and they might have to up their game a little bit. Maybe what we're going to do at my house, because I can tell you that we blew through so many presents on Christmas Day, we have no idea still what we even unwrapped. Maybe what we really ought to be doing is, as parents, thinking about ways that we can spread this celebration out over 12 days, because it's really something too big to celebrate in just one day. Jesus come to be with us is what we're celebrating. So that's the awesome, awesome news. Before we hand these out, I would love for you guys to sing with me. Do you guys know the song Away in a Manger? We're going to sing two verses of that, and I think it's the first and the third verse of that. Does that sound right? You'll have to look in your bulletins because I don't have mine, but I think that's right. You guys sing with us, if you will. And everybody, please sing with us. Away in a manger, no. Thank you guys for singing with us. I know the third verse is maybe not the one you know the best. We're going to say a prayer, and then I'm going to give these out, and then anybody who wants to go to Children's Church, I believe we're having Children's Church today. Does that sound right? Yes, we are. Okay, wonderful. You're also always welcome to stay with us in here, and if you don't know where you're going, maybe go back and check with your parents would be good. Will you guys repeat after me as we pray? Lord God, thank you for sending Jesus to be with us. Help us to celebrate. Amen. Thank you, guys. All right, I don't have any idea what's in these, but these are for you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You guys can take those, and you can go back and find your parents or head to Children's Church. Either way. There's one for Gavin. A reading from Micah, the 5th chapter. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. If the Assyrians come into our land and tread upon our soil, we will raise against them 7 shepherds and 8 installed as rulers. We sing verses 1 and 4 of hymn 279, O Little Town of Bethlehem. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dream. A
reading from Luke. In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his word and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy, and he shall be called Son of God. Then Mary said, Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. Now we will sing The King Shall Come on page 260, verse 1 and 2.
Reading from Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Our hymn is number 276, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.
A reading from Luke chapter 2. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the angel said to one another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. The hymn will be "Hark the Herald Angels Sing" on page 270, verse 3.
Of Luke. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord." And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents took in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband for 7 years after marriage." We stand and sing hymn 288, "Good Christian Friends Rejoice." Good Christian friends, rejoice in heart and soul at Lord. Give heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. Hearts and hands before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian.
That's what we believe with the Nicene Creed found on the screen and on page 104. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally God and Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and Son, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We pray together using the form on page 3 in your bulletin. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Blessed are you, Prince of Peace. You rule the earth with truth and justice. Your gift of peace to all nations of the world. Blessed are you, Son of Mary. You share our humanity. Have mercy on the sick, the dying, and all who suffer this day. Especially, Lord, we pray for Burnett, the family of Jane, Bobby, Harold, Lydia, John, Sheila, Lydia, Gary, Barbara, Sue, Bill, the family of Barbara, Joanne, Judy, Debbie, the family of Chuck, and all those we name now. Blessed are you, Son of God. You dwell among us as the Word made flesh. Reveal yourself to us in word and sacrament, that we may bear your light to all the world. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share a sign of Christ's peace with one another. Thank you.
creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Oh.
Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and this cup, we remember, Lord, your word dwelling among us full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us, bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people, fill us with your light, bring the gift of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray together as Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We'll say our mission statement, which is on page 6. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.